أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله لا يستحيي أن يضرب مثلا ما بعوضة فما فوقها. فأما الذين آمنوا فيعلمون أنه الحق من ربهم. In our last discourse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the Qur'an, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presented a challenge to the disbelievers to produce one chapter like the Qur'an. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then went on to describe Jahannam. Allah then spoke about Jannah and what is promised for the believers in Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now responds to another objection of the disbelievers. See, many a times in the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cites certain parables. Allah gives certain examples. Like with regards to the munafiqeen, Allah cited two different parables, and Allah gave two different examples. In the Qur'an at times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses al-dhubab, the fly. And Allah describes or coins a parable using the fly. At times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the ant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes speaks of the bee in the Qur'an. The disbelievers, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the mushrikeen, they objected to this. And they made a mockery of it. They said, Allah is the Almighty. You claim Allah is the God. You claim that this book is revealed from Allah. Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give parables and examples of such insignificant small creatures? They started making a mock out of it. They said that it is below the intellect, it is below the dignity of insan, of a human being, to use these little insects and creatures when citing examples and giving parables. If this was the book of Allah, then why does Allah use these little insects and cites examples using them? Allah responds to this objection of theirs. Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَسْتَحِي. Indeed, Allah does not feel embarrassed. إِسْتِحْيَا. Allah does not feel ashamed. It does not embarrass Allah. أَيَّضْرِبَ مَثَلَهُ. To give an example. مَثَلًا, we spoke about the word مَثَل previously. An example, a parable. Allah does not feel ashamed. To give an example, بَعُوضَ. مَثَلًا مَا بَعُوضَ. The example of even a بَعُوضَ. A بَعُوضَ, a mosquito. Even if it was something like a mosquito, Allah will even use a mosquito as an example. And Allah will perhaps use a mosquito as a parable to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's point. فَمَا فَوْقَهَا. Or anything that exceeds a mosquito, if it is as small as a mosquito, or anything even bigger than a mosquito, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَسْتِحْتَحْيِ. It does not embarrass Allah. Allah does not feel ashamed of this. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Allah says, as for those who have iman, when they hear this parable, when they hear this example that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has coined using a little creature or a little insect, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. As for those who have iman, فَيَعْلَمُونَ. They are convinced and they know, أَنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ. That it is the truth and it is haqq from their Rabb. This example that he has given, this parable that he has given, this example, because they ponder over it. They ponder over that example that Allah has given. Why did Allah cite a mosquito as an example? When they study the mosquito and they see what an amazing insect and creature it is. فَيَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ. When they study the fly and exactly why Allah has given the fly as an example, or the ant or the bee, they find these creatures to be a wonder of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when the believers, Allah says, when they hear of these examples, فَيَعْلَمُونَ, they are convinced, أَنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ, that indeed it is the truth from their Rabb. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. But the disbelievers, what do they say? How do they react? How do they respond? Instead of using their intellect to try and understand why Allah has given these as examples or use them as examples, Allah says, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. As for those who have disbelieved, فَيَقُولُونَ. They say, they object. What do they say? مَاذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِهَذَا مَثَلًا. What does Allah wish to achieve by citing this example? What is Allah trying to prove by giving these examples, using these insects as examples? So they start mocking at it. يُضِلُّ بِهِ كَثِيرًا. Allah says, through these examples, Allah misleads and allows many to go astray. Because why? Because they do not use the intellect, they do not think of it, they start objecting to the Quran. As a result, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, many are misled by such examples and parables. وَيَهْدِي بِهِ كَثِيرًا. And many find hidayat, many find guidance through these examples. So these little examples that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cites in the Quran, or using these little creatures, Allah says many can find hidayat through that. When they study this amazing mosquito, or this amazing creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what Allah has kept in this little creature, subhanallah, through that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there are many who find guidance. وَمَا يُضِلُّ بِهِ إِلَّا الْفَاسِقِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and only the fasiqeen, the fasiqeen are referring to the disbelievers, and only the fasiqeen, those who have fisq within them, disbelief within them, they are the ones who are led astray by such parables and by such examples. Now, fasiqeen is used for disbelievers, but a fasiqeen, fasiq, the word fasiq, can also be used for a believer. A believer who is a sinner, an open sinner, a believer who commits a sin openly, who violates the commandment of Allah openly, and he does not feel ashamed of it, that believer is also termed as a fasiq. So this term can be used both for the disbeliever and as well for the believer. When it is used for the believer, it refers to that open sinner who breaks the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without feeling any shame. May Allah ta'ala grant us the understanding.